from KMXT in Kodiak, this is the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Maggie Wall. More and more, it seems commercial fisheries news in Alaska deals with the coronavirus pandemic and COVID-19. This week is no exception. Small coastal Alaska towns prepare for swarms of fishermen and others who may bring the highly contagious COVID-19 disease with them from outside Alaska or even from other parts of the state. We look at the Washington State factory trawler, where three-fourths of its 120-member crew have tested positive for COVID-19, and what this incident could mean for Alaskans. Bristol Bay communities don't have the medical facilities to handle a big outbreak of COVID-19. Help came by way of an evangelical Christian organization, which flew a field hospital out to the Bristol Bay borough. A letter to fishermen outlines the rules for fishing this summer. Not the usual rules about date and place and species. These rules tell fishermen how they must address the COVID-19 issue. And finally, Northern Region research projects are canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report right after this.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Even before the commercial fishing season gets into full swing, the industry is already contending with troubling COVID-19 outbreaks connected to vessels and processing plants. In Washington, a factory trawler set to sail to Alaska this summer has seen three-fourths of its 120-person crew infected, while public health officials are also trying to contain an 11-person outbreak in the Prince William Sound community of Whittier. Reporter Nat Herz is with Alaska's Public Media. He spoke with Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend about the outbreak on the factory trawler owned by a company called American Seafoods.
They have six of these really big boats, and last week we started seeing announcements from them that one of their boats had someone who tested positive for COVID-19 on board. And then over the course of the week, we got more and more announcements that more people from different vessels had also tested positive. More than 90 people on the first ship, or about three-fourths of all the people on board, plus another 25 on two other ships.
Nat, how did this happen?
I mean, that's the question everyone's asking. We don't know exactly, but American Seafoods has released a fair amount of information about their containment efforts. One of the things they mentioned was that they only quarantined the crew for about 5 days before they were allowed to get onto these boats, which, you know, is really perplexing to just about everyone we talk to about this. 5 days is about the average time that it takes people exposed to COVID-19 to develop symptoms, but there are plenty of people for whom it takes a lot longer, and for some it can take as long as 2 weeks. So, you know, the industry sources and healthcare experts that I talked to were just baffled by the fact that American Seafoods only quarantined people for 5 days before allowing them on board. It just doesn't seem to make much sense. The company, we did ask them about it, and they say they monitored information from the CDC and worked with state and local health departments, but hasn't really said specifically whose idea this 5-day quarantine was.
Well, give us some context here. How much should Alaskans be worried about this particular outbreak?
Yeah, well, you know, I should be clear, the vessels involved were not fishing in Alaska waters. They were actually fishing off the Pacific Northwest, off of like Washington and Oregon, in kind of an early season tune-up trip. So they came to shore in Washington, and that's where the crew members are getting medical care and being quarantined right now. But these vessels are all scheduled to sail up to the Aleutian Islands later this summer for the upcoming pollock fishery there. And obviously, the healthcare capacity in the Aleutians is way, way more limited than it is in Washington. You know, the clinic in Alaska, the major fishing port, has just like 3 ventilators. And so this really got people's attention in the Alaska fishing world.
Okay, Nat, so tell us about this other outbreak. This is in Whittier on Prince William Sound, about an hour south of Anchorage.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a little more straightforward. Last week, the state announced there had been 11 cases of COVID-19 associated with a company called Whittier Seafood. This is a business that processes salmon from Prince William Sound in a couple of plant buildings in Whittier, which is a really pretty dense community right on the water there, on the Sound. The company says it employs more than 275 people. It says it had followed the state's requirements in drafting a pretty comprehensive plan for how it would keep these seasonal workers from spreading the disease to the rest of the community. Mainly, it was doing that by keeping what it calls its processing plant campus on lockdown for the duration of the summer, with workers not allowed to leave. And that might sound a little crazy, but it's actually pretty much standard operating procedure for seafood companies this year. After these cases were announced, Whittier had a city council meeting where there were some serious questions raised about how serious, about how legitimate this lockdown was. There was a council member who said he'd personally seen some of these seafood workers violating the quarantine. And then one of the employees of the company, who was pretty, you know, worked up, said that some of the workers had actually just quit when they realized how seriously their movement would be restricted over the course of the summer. And they didn't exactly know where those employees had gone or whether they might have been exposed to the disease or spread it in the community necessarily. And there were also concerns that there are a few company employees who don't live in these seasonal worker dorms who may have been exposed and also circulated in these big apartment buildings, like condominium towers, where most of the people in Whittier live. But we don't really have hard details on that yet.
Sounds like there are some real serious potential for problems there. What's the takeaway here?
Yeah, so, you know, a couple of things that stuck out from my conversations about Whittier. You know, one is that this seafood company is a much smaller company than, you know, one of these really big, sophisticated corporations like a Trident Seafoods or an Icicle Seafoods. And, you know, it's these smaller companies that maybe have fewer resources or bandwidth to make sure that their plans are actually followed, you know, maybe less of an investment in that area, that maybe, you know, the state and local officials need to be paying much more attention to those kinds of companies.
That was Alaska Public Media's Lori Townsend and Nat Herz, both of whom work out of Anchorage.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs, 1-800-992-4960, or online at alaskaboat.com.
An evangelical Christian organization delivered a field hospital to the Bristol Bay Borough the 1st of June. It's a measure the state requested in case of an outbreak of COVID-19 in the community ahead of the fishing season. KDLG's Izzy Ross has this report.
Samaritan's Purse sent emergency field hospitals to Italy and New York, two places badly hit by coronavirus. On Monday, the organization flew one to the Bristol Bay Borough. The borough is the epicenter of fish processing during the short sockeye fishery, and it grows exponentially as seafood workers and fishermen come to the region. The 30-bed hospital can be set up within 48 hours.
If we need to be in there, if we need to set up, we'll set up.
That's Franklin Graham. He's president of Samaritan's Purse, which is an evangelical relief organization. He says Governor Mike Dunleavy requested that Samaritan's Purse send the hospital to the region. Graham says the state, as well as the Department of Defense, were instrumental in coordinating the effort.
It took a lot of cooperation because there's a lot of various agencies that had to cooperate. And they all did this at record speed. So I'm very thankful for the leadership of everyone involved.
The Chamai Community Health Center in the Bristol Bay Borough will have about 16 people on staff this summer, which is a small increase from normal. The clinic has been ramping up its testing capacity in recent weeks. It has a Cepheid machine, which can run 16 tests at a time, and it is currently open for walk-up and drive-through testing. Mary Swain, the executive director of the clinic, says having a field hospital brings with it medical personnel who are trained to respond to outbreaks.
Having people that know what to do, know what to look for, they will be able to identify things maybe quicker. It's a place where those that are a little bit sick but not quite hospital sick can go and be taken care of.
If activated, the hospital would be run by 20 medical personnel and 40 staff. Swain says they are currently preparing the gym of the King Salman Air Force Base for the hospital.
So it's actually three tents inside of one big building. There have been some comments out there about, I can't even imagine being in King Salman with all of those bugs having to deal with COVID. And so everybody knows that it is inside. They call it a field hospital, but it will be inside.
Tremai has administered over 800 tests and currently has staff dedicated solely to running the testing center.
For the month of June, we anticipate testing over 5,000 just in seafood workers and support staff.
On top of that, Swain expects approximately 2,000 fishermen to get tested in June. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
As thousands more boats get ready to head to the salmon grounds this summer, everyone knows it's not business as usual. United Fishermen of Alaska has penned a letter to the fleet with a helpful breakdown of the new rules in place during the COVID plague. Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch has details.
UFA President Matt Allward of Homer says, above all, make sure you know what's required and have a plan to implement the protocols. As a vessel operator, he reminds that you are responsible for your crew's compliance on and off the boat.
You need to understand also if there's any local rules or mandates in the communities that we're fishing in. And on top of that, if some of the boatyards or harbors or even the supply stores and whatnot have their own rules, If you or your crew's coming from out of state, kind of important. Have it already figured out how you're going to quarantine where and how you're going to be able to get food and supplies without breaking quarantine, which the quarantine part of all of this for coming from out of state, I think, is by far the most important to really protect our communities and ourselves from bringing the virus in.
Wearing a mask is a main part of the protection plans.
The state has said under compliance, they don't have troopers running around making sure everyone's following this. It's really upon ourselves to self-regulate. Someone sees crew members from another boat running around town without masks and violating the rules, going to get the whole industry in trouble with the community. And really, fishing is a privilege, not a right. And out of respect for the communities we fish in, I'm hoping everyone will comply.
That report was provided by Alaska Fish Radio's Lainey Welch. You can find the UFA letter and get COVID fishing updates at their website, ufafish.org.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard accepted hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
That's it for this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report. We had help from Nat Hers and Lori Townsend with Alaska Public Media in Anchorage. Izzy Ross at KDLG in Dillingham. Davis Hubby at KNON in Nome. And Fish Radio's Lainey Welch. As always, a big thank you to our listeners and to the radio stations that air our program. For you fishermen, be safe out there, and please follow the COVID rules for your sake and for those you might come in contact with out fishing. For KMXT in Kodiak, I'm Maggie Wall.